Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is October 10th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: futures thrash for a direction, Bed Bath & Beyond hires a top target for CEO, and AT&T makes a sale. Leading today's news: day or night traders are having a field day as headlines grab hold of market sentiment. While U.S. stocks rallied Wednesday on trade optimism, futures fell sharply after the close on reports that high-level trade talks between the U.S. and China, scheduled for today and tomorrow in Washington, might be cut short. A volatile session then ensued, with futures now back at the starting line. Among the rumors, there's been no change to the negotiation schedule, next week's tariff hike could be suspended, concessions may be announced for blacklisted Huawei, a currency pact is underway, a partial trade deal is in the works, and Beijing is offering to increase agricultural purchases. Bed Bath & Beyond is up 22% pre-market after hiring Target Chief Merchandising Officer Mark Tritton to lead the struggling home furnishings retailer as CEO. Tritton has been credited for launching Target's private label development, which included more than 30 new brands in just 2.5 years, and helped the group grow comparable sales for 8 consecutive quarters. Bed Bath & Beyond trimmed its full-year profit guidance just a week ago following weak same-store sales for its fiscal second quarter. Earnings from LVMH seem to have restored faith in luxury sales. The Louis Vuitton owner posted 19% growth in revenue from its fashion and leather goods in Q3, despite unrest in Hong Kong that had caused luxury labels to lose out on business there. A near 5% jump in LVMH in Paris saw shares of rivals Hermès, Burberry, Hugo Boss, Gucci-owned Kering, Christian Dior, and Moncler climbed between 1.1% and 4.6% overnight across Europe. Besides the NBA, many companies are suddenly finding things to be more complicated in China, including Activision Blizzard. The video game maker is facing a backlash in the US after banning a Hearthstone League player who was publicly supportive of the Hong Kong protest. It's pretty bad timing. Blizzard has been recently revived with the success of Call of Duty Mobile following 2 quarters of slumping revenue, and a stock price that is down 28% year-to-date. Looking to cut its massive debt pile, AT&T is selling its wireless and wireline operations in Puerto Rico and U.S. Virgin Islands to Liberty Latin America for $1.95 billion. 5G dreams? New reports suggest AT&T will start initial standalone deployments of 5G networks in 2020. Verizon is planning a standalone core in 2020 to 2021, and T-Mobile is aiming for a virtualized standalone core next year, while Sprint sticks with its non-standalone approach. More than 700,000 households in California were without electricity on Wednesday as the state's largest utility, PG&E, pulled the plug to prevent a repeat of the past 2 years when windblown power lines sparked deadly wildfires. As if things couldn't get worse, the judge overseeing PG&E's bankruptcy case said he will allow for the consideration of alternative restructuring plans, stripping the company of the sole right to propose a Chapter 11 plan covering billions of dollars of damages. PCG is down 24% pre-market. Boeing continues to have 737 problems and is working with airline customers to procure parts, develop repair and replace plans, and provide technical support to address structural cracks on its 737NG jetliners. Brazilian airline Gol Linhas Aéreas Inteligentes was forced to ground 11 737NG aircraft to replace a specific part following inspections at the direction of the FAA. Southwest Airlines said earlier it had removed 2 of the planes from service. Boeing is down 0.5% in pre-market trading. The minutes of the Fed's September meeting released yesterday showed that several participants wanted the FOMC's post-meeting statement to give more guidance on when they expected the monetary policy rate adjustments to end. Since the meeting, Fed officials' standard line is, quote, "there's no preset course," and incoming data will help determine any further actions. As was already disclosed, There were some officials that wanted to keep rates unchanged and a couple that wanted to cut rates by 50 basis points instead of the 25 basis point cut that was taken. Other stories to watch for on Seeking Alpha today. The Turkish lira is on watch amid Turkey's Syria incursion. Fidelity cuts its online trading commissions to zero. The Swiss Central Bank explores crypto for trading. Alibaba outlaws e-cigarette sales to U.S. buyers. And the first major airlines group commits to net zero CO2 emissions. In early hours trading, U.S. stock futures are flat and overseas markets are mixed. On today's economic calendar, jobless claims come out at 8:30 a.m. and Delta is due to report earnings before market open. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.